Hello everyone and welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. It is Tuesday, March 3rd, and it is 8:02 a.m. over here in California. And thank you guys so much for joining me today, whether you're joining on YouTube or if you're listening on 1-2 Radio. If you are on YouTube, you'll notice that I am not live with video. We ended up having a long night last night. Mama duties were calling. And so today, just to keep things simple, I'm just going to connect to you all through audio and hope that, I just love that this is a way that I can connect with you guys. No matter... because if I had to only do video every single time, the chances of me being able to connect with you guys every time would be a lot slimmer. So I love that I have this as an option and that I can jump in and be here with you all. So I want to jump into exactly what we're doing today because I have a lot that I want to get through. Because I want to look at March. I want to look at the month ahead. And I am going to be walking through the zodiac signs and giving everyone just a focus. I think normally, you can do a general reading, you can do a specific question. I like having more specific questions as we're walking through each zodiac sign because it can be such a big reading to dive into, and there's 12 of them, and I want to make sure I keep to a schedule here and stay on time. We have a big lineup today on 1-2 Radio, and I'll be producing CA and Kelly's show coming up at 9 and 10, so I can't ramble on and on here with you guys forever like I'd love to. But I want to, my question today for each of our signs, all 12 of our signs, is going to be, what should our focus be with the upcoming month? And what I love about this question when I'm asking for each of the signs is, it's actually hard to have one singular focus for an entire month. And the great thing about the way that our own astrology charts work is we can connect with the sun, moon, and rising sign in that reading. So make sure that you're listening to each of those readings for each of your sun, moon, and rising sign. And if you don't know your sun, moon, and rising sign, you can go grab your chart over at 12house.com. And that is a great space where it is all of your information is protected and private, and you can have a very in-depth chart produced for you so that it's very accurate, and it walks you through so many details of your chart. And if you haven't had your chart read by an astrologer, you should absolutely check out some of our incredible astrologers over at 12listen.com. And you can sort our advisors by specialty, and we have many, many who are extremely talented when it comes to astrology. So go ahead and check those out. And without further ado, let's jump right into talking about Pisces and what is our focus for Pisces coming up for the month of March. All right. So I feel like you feel really scatterbrained, and it's pulling from your ability to enjoy the things around you, Pisces. And the focus that I see in order to push you through this so that you can have some relief and enjoy these wonderful things happening around you is decluttering. I'm actually immediately getting this image of you taking bags or boxes out of your home to donate or to give away. And it seems like this will immediately make your headspace so much clearer and will just allow you to truly be present in the moment and enjoy your life more. I really am feeling that you're struggling to enjoy your life. You're struggling to be present in those moments. And it's clear to me that this focus that you have for the upcoming March is quite simple, which I love. I love that your focus is so simple and very easy to obtain. If you don't feel like decluttering your home is something that would help your headspace, maybe that would be more stressful, then consider like decluttering your headspace. Meditate or journal. Process through some of these things that have been stuck on your mind. Release some of this worry that you've been shouldering. It's clear that you just need to let go of some things that no longer serve you. And that can be physically letting things go. It can also be mentally letting things go. All right, so I'm going to throw just one clear action card from my Sacred Feminine deck. And I have listened to the song of the birds. Slow down, connect with nature, and listen to the song of the birds. Pisces, that it feels like I feel like you need to declutter your space or declutter your headspace in order to truly enjoy being present and listening to the song of the birds. But I hope that that resonates and feels obtainable. It feels obtainable to me. I know you can do it. And I hope that that resonates. And I'm seeing that Tara has jumped into the chat. I believe that that's you, Tara, the cherry tart. If I'm wrong, let me know. But thank you so much for being here, my dear. We're walking through each of the zodiac signs, and I just went through Pisces. And up next, we have Aries. And I'm going to try to keep everybody to 2 or 3 minutes. Let's see how I do. All right. Aries. Your focus for the month of March. All right, Aries, you feel very tense to me. It seems like there's a block. You feel restricted. You feel very tense, and this block, for some of you, it feels like it's stress for an upcoming change that you are anticipating this change. It seems like there's nerves around the upcoming change. I'm a little worried about how tense you feel with this change, because this change feels good to me. This change feels like it is, it's going to bring positive movement and release into your life. And I see you kind of approaching it in a very, very structured, intense way, Aries. And the focus that I'm being pulled towards for you is to fall into a little bit of trust that you've set yourself up in a great way. Trust yourself. What's clear here is your focus needs to be to realize that you can trust yourself. You can trust your work that you've put in to get ready for this change. You've done a great job. I see you've set yourself up so well, but you're so nervous and so worried about the change and this big, because it is a big disruption that's happening into your life, but you've set yourself up for success here. So breathe easily, Aries, because you could really miss seeing the beauty of this change and all the wonderful things it's going to bring into your life. And I see you will miss it if you continue to be this tense and stressed and just clenched about the whole thing. It's like you just need to breathe, relax, and trust yourself. Trust in your past self. You've done a great job. And get ready for this change, because it is coming, and it's going to line up in a great way. It really will. Let me throw an action card for you, Aries. give away an item. Oh, that's great. So Aries, maybe you're supposed to be listening to some of Pisces' advice as well. But give away this stress. Give away the tension around this huge change that's coming up, because it no longer serves you. That you've stressed and you've worried about it, but that's allowed you to set yourself up really well, because you are really prepared for it. But you don't need to carry it forward anymore. You can give it away. All right. Okay, Aries, I hope that resonates. We're going to keep moving right along. Let's check in with Taurus. We've got cards jumping out the deck here. Let's see, Taurus, what's your focus for the month of March? Let's see. Okay, so Taurus, I feel you, it feels like you're kind of trying to muscle things into this new stage in your life. I know there's been a lot of new beginnings for you, Taurus, and it almost feels like you're getting too creative. I think this is interesting. It feels like within this transition that you're going through, because I feel the new beginnings, I feel the transition, it's like you're trying to muscle this transition into submission. And that is not the way to go about it. I know how frustrating it can be to see certain things go and see certain things change. But as you are experiencing this new stage in life, this new beginning, Taurus, the message that's coming through is it's like you have to accept that there's certain things that need to be left in the previous stage. It's as if these things that you're trying to bring forward and carry forward with you, they're not meant to come forward with you. There's a great opportunity here, Taurus, for you to truly let some things go, and to forgive. This is an invitation, Taurus, for you to forgive as you're transitioning into this new stage. Forgive the wrongdoings. Forgive yourself. Because it's okay to forgive. I feel like I need to give you permission to forgive. It's okay. Because there's healing that's waiting there for you. And I hope that feels obtainable, Taurus. You don't need to force this change into your life. It's coming. It's happening. It's already happening. And it's moving you in the right direction. But if you're trying to force this into a different direction or into something that it's not, then you're just going to set yourself up for failure. Okay, Taurus, let's do an action card for you. Reuse something. My sacred feminine deck. I love this deck. I'll link it in the description so you guys can see it. Taurus, your action card is to reuse something. So maybe something that you're trying to carry forward into your next stage in life. Get something tangible from a previous part of your life and see if you can bring it back to life. See if you can enjoy it again. See if something that you haven't used in a while could be enjoyed again, or allow you to reminisce in a constructive way. All right, reuse something. I hope that resonates, Taurus. All right, let's jump into Gemini. What is your focus for March, Gemini? Let's see. Okay, wow. Gemini, I feel you are, you have a lot on your plate. I feel you are leading a lot of things. I see you taking leadership positions. I see you guiding people, Gemini. I see you, whether that's in work or with your family or with projects you're working on, you're taking the lead here. And I feel a bit of insecurity around this. It seems like you may be worried about your ability to be a gentle leader, or if you have enough experience or knowledge in order to lead. But the message that's coming through, Gemini, is you are meant to lead right now. And for some of you, this feels huge. This feels like you're suddenly in a leadership position at work. This feels massive. For others, it's smaller, it's simpler. It's you're taking charge and guiding your family, which is not necessarily small. That's a big one, actually. Or you've decided you want to try something new with your kids, and you've decided, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm taking charge here. Let's give it a shot, right? These don't have to be huge, life-changing, monumental leadership positions, but they can be little moments of leading that are actually very significant when you step back and look at it. And don't worry about those insecurities. I mean, it's easier said than done. You have everything that you need in order to be a good leader. I'm just being pulled to acknowledge your insecurities around being a gentle leader or being an experienced leader. You have everything you need in order to be a wonderful leader. You just need to start. And you can handle the responsibility. You can. That's very clear to me. You're meant to be in this space right now. You can handle it. All right, Gemini, let's throw an action card for you. We have Let Your Waters Flow. Oh, this is a beautiful card. This is when I do miss being on video for you guys, because these cards are just gorgeous. Gemini, you have Let Your Waters Flow. Let your wisdom flow. That's what comes to me. You have all of the knowledge and the emotional capabilities to be able to lead right now. Let your wonderful energy flow over these people that you're leading. So you are capable, Gemini. You really are. Okay. I hope that resonates, Gemini. Cancer, let's jump in for you. Cancer, what's your focus for March? All right, we're jumping right back into this conversation about change. Cancer, I feel you really resisting this change, though. You feel... Cancer, you gotta stop resisting this change. There's change happening all around you right now. This feels all-consuming, and I understand it's overstimulating. It absolutely feels overstimulating to me right now. Yeah, I understand how overwhelming it can be and frustrating it can be as you're seeing these things that you love change or fade away, maybe, but falling into anger about this change it's not going to serve you. It will not do you any good. I'm not saying that you can't be emotional about this change, because the emotions are what's going to keep you grounded, is what's coming through, actually. So allow yourself to feel your way through this change. But this change is happening. You can't stop it. And there's beauty within it. There's wonderful opportunities that are coming up for you in this change. But Cancer, if you continue to reject the change or fight it, you won't be able to access these beautiful opportunities that are coming up for you in this change. And let me see if there's a specific direction I can point you. I'm just... I just threw joy. Yeah, and ego. The change that's happening, even if you don't think it's going to serve you, it will. There may be change within your position or within the way you're perceived or within your job, like that, and I feel your ego's coming up. You have a wounded ego right now. But there's so much greatness happening around you that may not be directly about you, which is a humbling realization to have. There may be change that's happening for you that you feel like isn't good for you. But there's great change going on around you, Cancer. And I really want to invite you to celebrate the change going on around you that is bringing joy to those around you. Fall into joy for that change. This is a challenging message, Cancer. Fall into joy, genuine joy, for the wonderful change that's happening to the people around you. And that will invite the joy for you. that will invite this wonderful opportunity that's sitting here that you can't see right now, straight to you. Your way to access that joy and that opportunity is through falling into joy for others. I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. All right. Let me get a sacred feminine action card for you, Cancer. We have sing your song of life. Okay, on this card, there are three women who are all banging drums and singing, and this is about your community. This is about coming together and singing and falling into wonderful celebration for all the greatness happening around you. There's greatness happening around you, Cancer, and I believe you can see it. You just gotta look up. Okay, Cancer, I hope that resonates. Let's jump into Leo. For the month of March, Leo, let's see. Okay, Leo, I'm also being pulled to focus on forgiveness for you. It seems like there's been a lot of tension between you and the closest people in your life, your inner circle. Yeah, there's maybe been some betrayal or this feels connected to romantic connections. It could also be some work dynamics for some of you, but it's people that you consider to be your closest people. And I'm sorry that this has been such a tense couple of months for you, Leo. That's what it feels like to me. There's been some time going into this. And what I see, Leo, is there's opportunity for forgiveness and for letting some of this go. I don't see you fully letting it go yet, and that's okay. But there's a window here for you to have some sort of resolution. And to get some peace, because it feels like you haven't had peace for a while now. And I feel the burden of that. Leo, I invite you to take a look at your hurt and see what you can let go of. I don't see you releasing all of it, but there's some things that you're still clinging to, some pain that you're still clinging to, that I see you being able to let go and say, okay, we're not going to reach further resolution here with this. We can't agree to disagree. I'm not going to bring this one up again. Right? Like, there's little things that you can say. I can accept that needs to live in the past, and I can release it. And those words feel very significant for you, Leo. If you can verbally out loud, not to necessarily this person, maybe just when you're alone, verbally out loud say, I release this. It will let so much of this weight go for you, because you need some of that relief. You do. You do. Okay, Leo, let me get an action card for you. You take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, Leo. This change, it won't feel this heavy or hard for much longer. I feel that coming. You've got that change coming too. And release what you can. With those deep breaths, release what you can. All right, Virgo, let's jump in for you. What is coming up for you for the month of March? All right. Virgo, you feel kind of it feels like you aren't really trusting your intuition right now, which is weird for you, Virgo. Like, normally that isn't so much of a struggle. But it seems like there's you feel out of balance to me. You feel like you may be struggling to really trust your gut and trust those instincts that you rely so heavily on. And this feels tied to, for some of you, it could be comments from other people. For some of you, this could be when maybe you had a moment when your intuition was wrong and your gut was wrong and now you're doubting it. But this is an invitation for you to, you just have to jump back in. Like, there's no other way to do it. You just have to jump right back into trusting your intuition, because it is trustworthy. What's coming through is it is trustworthy. And you feeling out of whack with it, like, there's so many tangible, concrete things that you can do, Virgo, to reconnect with your own intuition. You could journal with just stream of consciousness and just write whatever comes into your mind and, like, word vomit it out onto the page. You can go connect with nature and just do some grounding exercises. Put your feet in the soil or in the water, in the ocean, whatever you have access to, and just feel the energy coming through your feet into the rest of your body. You could take a grounding shower. Water is so healing and grounding. I feel like you, Virgo, you may need some tangible things in order to get back to yourself, to get back to that trust. And actually, for that, let's throw an action card for you for more tangible ways you can do this. Tend to your plants. Actually, threw two. I have take a deep breath. Continued from our Leo. We threw that one again for you. Virgo, take a deep breath and tend to your plants. Take those deep breaths and connect with the soil. Connect with the nature around you. If you don't have any plants, get like a pothos and just put it in your window and water it once a week. Like, connect with the nature around you. Okay, I hope that, and bring nature into your life. I hope that resonates, Virgo. Seeing that Tara says, oh, you have me worried for my Leo son's little heart. Being 12 sucks. Gosh, 12 is it. There's so much happening with 12 when you're 12. But Tara, you may be having a little heartbreak here. And tension with friends, like, but that's part of being 12, right? And he has some new people coming into his life. And what you can just bring him to some new experiences. Bring that new to him. Try going to a new, a new community. Go do some volunteer work with a new community. Meet some other families doing that. Or just go to a new park and see who's there. Like, bring some newness into his world and see what kind of exposure you can give him to for fresh beginnings. Because I feel like that would help him in his little Leo heart. Oh, honey. He's going to be okay, though, sweetie. It's all just part of being 12. And I see that Quelly is here. Full moon blessings. Yeah, happy full moon, everybody. I hope you all felt that the blood mood we had last night was intense. I hope you all got some sleep. Quelly, thank you for being here, my dear. I love having you here. All right. Oh, and Michelle's here. Hi, sweetie. Thank you for being here. Thanks, you guys, for popping into the chat room. I always love seeing who's listening. All right. I got to keep us on a schedule, though, so let's keep going. We are jumping into Libra. Let's take a look at Libra for the month of March. Let's see. All right, Libra. Let's talk about your people, too. I feel like there's been some questions. This feels like there's... trust with your partners is coming up. So this feels like business partners. This also feels like romantic partners. This could be siblings for some of you, Libra. I feel like you're wondering if there's an issue. It feels like you may have some anxiety, Libra, around these relationships. And I'm not picking up on that risk factor that you seem very focused on. You feel like this relationship and these partnerships are in good standing. There's some magic here. Like, it feels magical in a sense. There's really great movement happening. I feel a lot of new beginnings and change for you as well within these partnerships and with these relationships. And I'm really being pulled to invite you to let go of some of that worry. Again, here we are. I feel like the risk that you're sensing, it almost feels like you are sabotaging this connection, this relationship in a sense. Like, you feel so worried about risk. That word keeps coming up. It's risk, risk, risk. You feel so worried. But I'm not feeling that risk.
Like, you feel safe. You feel like this partnership is connected and is okay. So let go of some of that worry. You don't need to carry that. Like there is no risk here. Breathe. It's going to be all right. So anything that you're, I'm not picking up on any sort of red flags for you guys. You're in good space. It's going to be an okay month for you guys. But the focus be not to, your focus for March, Libra, is to not focus on the risk. Okay? Don't try to assess risk. Don't try to just be in the moment.
And let's throw an action card for you guys. Honor your emotions. Listen to that fear when it comes up, but acknowledge that it may not be justified. Give the people around you a chance, okay? And honor your emotions, Libra. All right, let's see. Michelle says, ha, Libra here. I hope that resonates. Let me know if it does. It sounds like it may. Tara says, he's going on a trip. Oh, your Leo son is going on a trip with his friends you're talking about. I don't want to let him, but he will grow through it. He needs to figure out for himself. Yeah, and he'll be okay, honey. It really seems like it will be okay. And this feels like it's an okay ending to some of those friendships. I do see new people coming in for him. I do. A lot of new good people are coming in for him. I know. It doesn't make it any easier as a mama, though. I so get that. He'll be okay. All right, you guys. Let's shift into Scorpio.
Scorpio, what's your focus for March? Let's see. Scorpio, you feel like you're in a really good place right now. Like, you feel like you are... I feel like you're thriving in several ways. Like, financially, you feel very secure. Romantically in your life, you feel like you have good people romantically and with friendships. Like, I feel like you're checking a lot of boxes. But what's missing, Scorpio, is caring for yourself. I don't see a lot of this self-care going on or taking time to really connect with your own mind and connect with your own spirit. It seems like there may be opportunity where you can actually slow down a little. Because I feel the speed that you've been doing everything, Scorpio. You've been wanting to get these boxes ticked, right? You've been wanting to get these boxes checked. But you need to give yourself time for yourself. You need to set aside, and it needs, if Scorpio, it feels like you just actually need to block off parts of your calendar for time with you, just you. And it could be something stupid like watching a show alone, or it could be journaling, or it could be going on a walk alone, it could be doing your nails, it could be taking a bath, all these different, whatever self-care comes into you, into your mind, that's what you need to focus on right now, Scorpio. Is you need to set aside some time just for you, because you need to take care of yourself the way that you take care of everybody else. All right, let's do an action card for you. Gaze at the moon. Oh, absolutely. It's such a wonderful way to connect with yourself, is just to connect with the moon. Connect with the nature around you. Connect with our planets. It's absolutely, I love that message for you. All right, let's jump into Sag. Sagittarius, what do you need to hear for the month of March? All right. So, Sag, I feel like... You gotta start asking for help. Is what's coming through. And I know you aren't always very good at that. But you need to start asking for help, because, and not worry about how that will be perceived. Like, the worry of the perception of being weak or not capable. Because that's not going to serve you, and you need some help right now. Like, in order to achieve everything that you are striving for, because that list feels long, Sag. You're going to need help. You're going to need a helping hand. You have great people around you. You are in a safe space where you can ask for help. You're just not letting yourself. You're worried about being perceived as weak or incapable. And you need to just take that leap and ask for help. Because the help will be given willingly. The help will be willingly given. You just need to jump for it. All right. Let's get an action card for you, Sag. make some noise. Make some noise. Bang that drum and get some help. Make some noise and... I love that. Make some noise, Sag. Make some noise. Ask for help. Scream it from the rooftops. Scream it from the rooftops. All right. I'm racing through the last of them, you guys, because I'm trying to stay on this schedule. Let's see. We got Capricorn. Capricorn for the month of March. Let's take a look. All right. I'm being pulled back to your relationships. This focus for the month of March. You know, it... Within your romantic relationships, for those of you who are in romantic relationships, allow March to be a time of celebration for you two. Like, it seems like there's been a lot of grind. There's been a lot of... You guys are more partners than romantic partners right now, right? And so this feels like there's opportunity here for those of you who are in relationships to allow your focus to be celebrating each other. Celebrating your achievements, setting aside time to just be with each other, recognize each other. Ask yourself, what are ways that I can see my partner and show them that I'm seeing them in ways that you haven't? And for those of you who aren't in relationships, the closest people in your life need this celebration as well. And you'll be surprised to see that you receive that celebration tenfold when you are able to recognize that with the people around you. And March feels like a really significant time for you to do this, Capricorn, because it feels like in April you have a lot of changes coming, and you're going to be like, your work-life balance is going to change. You're going to have a lot of schedule changes. You won't have that much time to set aside and really celebrate the people in your life. So I feel the urgency here for you, Capricorn. Let's throw in an action card for you. Taste something sweet. Connect with your people and taste something sweet. Taste something sweet, Capricorn. Oh, my goodness. Good. All right. And Aquarius. Let's wrap it up with you, Aquarius. Let's see. Focus of March. Okay. Okay, so Aquarius, I'm being pulled to your work, actually. There's change coming up for your work, and you may not be aware of it yet. You may have sensed that there's some change coming, but you don't know what it is yet. And I see there being actually some actions that you can take in order to stay on top of this change rather than letting it kind of swallow you up. So make sure you're connecting with your coworkers, with your bosses, your supervisors, and your team. Like, whoever you're working with, Aquarius, make sure that you are connecting with the people around you in order to make sure you're going into this upcoming change with support. And this does feel a little urgent. Take action in this next upcoming week, next week or two, and just start the conversations. It doesn't have to be a monumental action, right? You don't have to do anything crazy huge. Just make sure that you're starting the conversation so that everyone's on the same page for when this change comes. And the change itself is positive. It's going to bring good things, but I don't want you to be blindsided. So just make sure that you are coming together with your team and the people with you. And if you work alone, if you are self-employed and you're a one-man team, then just gather some support. Let the people in your own personal life know that there may be some changes coming and you may need some additional support, whether that's not being the one to cook dinner or making sure that you get time to exercise or get enough sleep. Like, having that extra support is going to be helpful in this upcoming change. Okay, Aquarius, let me see. And play a drum. I'm going to throw one more for you, Aquarius. You have play a drum and listen to the wisdom of your feelings. Connect with yourself the same way that you're connecting to everybody else. And play a drum. Talk to the people around you. Talk to the people around you. Connect with your community. Ooh, all right, everybody. We got through it. We did, everyone. I hope that resonates with you all. And that 2 to 3 minutes is fast, but it feels like it's a good enough time to connect with you. Right, Taurus says Capricorn, Sun, Sag, Moon, Aquarius, Rising. Sounds right on for me so far. I'm so glad to hear that, Tara. Thank you. That means a lot to me. I hope that this helps as you're moving forward. It sounds like you've got a big month coming up. But there's balance there for you is what I'm seeing. All right. Okay, you guys. If any of you especially resonated with any of the readings or would like to see more of readings like this and more shows like this, I love being able to connect with you all this way. Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the chat. I'd love to hear from you all. I'm going to wrap up this show early. I think this, you know, 40, 45 minutes or so is a great timing for me and my family as we get ready for a wonderful lineup of radio that we have coming up for the rest of the morning, since I am a producer over at 1-2 Radio. Up next, we have C.A. Brooks with Everyday Astrology. If you are just getting into astrology or have been learning about astrology for years, regardless of your experience level, please go listen to CA. I am honored to be able to produce her show. She's just such a wonderful, she makes astrology so it's approachable and it's funny and it's so easy to take what she's talking about with you. She's just wonderful. And then we have Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone at 10 o'clock Pacific time, where Kelly just walks you through so many ways that you can apply this wisdom to your life. And she's just also a walking encyclopedia of all of these great teachers. And then we have Katie Weaver at 11 a.m. And you can find her on YouTube at Domestic Mystic. And Katie is just... I love Katie. Katie's voice is so soothing. She does such wonderful preparation for ways that you can support yourself every week. So I hope you all tune into the rest of our lineup this morning and join me next week for my next Life Journeys with Serena at 8 a.m. Tuesday morning. I'm doing my best to be here every week with you guys, and sometimes it'll be with video, sometimes not. But thank you for being here, you guys. You can also find me for personal and private readings over at 12listen.com. And if I'm not available online, you can request a call back or schedule a call with me. So thanks so much, you guys, for being here. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you all next time.